Obgonas.
Yeah, no, first of all, I just want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And, yeah, it's just amazing, to be fair. First goal, couldn't have picked a better game, to be fair. It's always difficult, you know, as an attacker, you want to hit the ground running straight away. Sometimes you got to wait, but it was perfect. I'm so happy that the team got the win as well.
Nonny Madueke's post-match words have gone viral, melting the hearts of rival fans who now say they can't hate Arsenal anymore. With Pastor Timber quoting Bible verses and a striker literally named Jesus, Nigerian Twitter has declared Arsenal's squad the most wholesome and hardest to beef with team in the Premier League. Breaking news, breaking on Up Gunners, Bukayo Saka is officially engaged. The Arsenal star popped the question to long-term girlfriend Tolami Benson at a top London hotel. And sources say the ring was absolutely enormous. Fans, teammates and the Emirates faithful are sending love as Saka takes this next big step off the pitch. Congrats to Bukayo and Tolami. Here's to goals on and off the field. There's something about William Saliba that always catches the eye. Not just the defending, though that alone is worth an essay, but the way he celebrates his teammates' goals. The lad doesn't just join in, he launches himself into the moment like someone who's been waiting all week for that release. Fans joke that his reactions need scientific study, and honestly, they might be right. So there's a goal, right? While the stadium lifts and there's a roar, here comes Saliba, galloping from the back, both fingers out, locked on the scorer, and then, not a hug, a collision. A celebration that feels more emotional than some players' own match winners. There's even a clip of him almost tackling Gabriel after a defensive block. It makes sense when you look at his journey. Bondi born, loans across France, seasons where he had to prove himself again and again. Those moments shaped him. What we're seeing now is all the doubts burned off in one big exhale. Joy. And it reflects where Arsenal are as a team. This backline, Saliba, Gabriel, Calafiori, Timber, they feel like a band of brothers. In a spot that can be cold, commercial, and heavy on the mental load, with Saliba, we're reminded that happiness still has a place. A young man who enjoys his teammates' success like a fan who somehow found himself on the pitch. Some people shrug it off. Too much emotion. Too dramatic. But in a football world obsessed with numbers and narratives, these moments keep the game human. They steady the soul a bit. They remind you why you fell in love with the sport in the first place. So the next time he sprints the entire length of the field just to celebrate someone else's goal, don't roll your eyes. Enjoy it. In those seconds, Saliba isn't just losing himself. He's letting all of us feel connected again. If you've followed Arsenal long enough, you know this club has always understood showmanship. From Chapman's innovations to Wenger Ball's ballet, entertainment has never been foreign to us. Now, the club has decided to make it official. Arsenal and Paramount Plus are linking arms in a partnership that blends football with global storytelling. Yes, Hollywood has entered N5, though to be fair, football gave Hollywood its drama lessons. Paramount Plus branding will be everywhere this season, on big screens, in match day programs, and at stadium activations. Think of it as a reminder that the Arsenal story is bigger than 90 minutes, and occasionally includes SpongeBob. Tradition meets modern reach, and for a club with global ambition, that's a smart play. And the cherry on top, Thierry Henry narrates the launch film for the love of the team. When Titi speaks, we all listen. It's the law. Marco Nobili of Paramount Plus calls it joining two iconic worlds driven by passion. Juliet Slott says it strengthens our ability to serve supporters and fight for major trophies. As always, we keep our heads steady, our humor dry, and our hopes high. Hobgoners!